DJRR.
Todd, I chose violence this morning. We're picking a fight. That's why we got the little the beats coming in. All right, everybody, welcome to Your Daily Scrum. I'm Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. We're going to jump right into it today.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we just finished teaching a one-day PAL EBM course, and we're tired. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I am tired.
It's Monday, a tough too. Class, but I love using metrics to measure and figure out value. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. MVPs are terrible, Todd. Stop using them. Thoughts?
So MVP, minimum viable product, really made popular, brought on the scene with Eric Race's book, Lean Startup, right? I think that's where a lot of people read that book, started talking about MVPs and MMPs. And here's my thing with them. Is that I think from a product management perspective that the idea behind that to be lean, not to put in things that shouldn't be there. So first of all, an MVP, minimum viable product, is actually to test the market, whether someone's going to use it or not. It's actually not meant to just build something junky and release it.
It isn't the product.
Yeah, it is not.
It's a shell. It's a ghost of a product. It's like the new seltzers that they have in the cans where it's like an essence of cherry with seltzer water. Mm-hmm. It's like an essence of the product. It's not the full flavor. You and I both have the same issue. Once this MVP goes into the world, it becomes the product, and then mm-hmm. no one fixes it. And then mm-hmm. it stays kind of junky. And it's just like, no, an MVP has turned into, you know, when Chad and I were kids, they used to call this beta. And Eric, it was beta. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We can release that without testing. It's beta. And now it's MVP. And the two words, I think they're synonyms. It's the same kind of concept. And we want teams to move away from that. Scrum teams, you have a definition of done, right? You have a high quality bar. And product owners, you know, you are serving stakeholders and customers, right? This type of behavior around MVPs just does not work in today's market.
Yeah. I think here's the thing that's kind of a shame about it is I think that from a product management perspective, I think that the thought process behind it is okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yep, fully.
Here's the thing, I think you could say the same about velocity.
Sure.
The problem is the implementations of it are really bad.
There's a temptation to use both things horribly.
Yes, there is. And it's almost, I would almost say it's like even beyond temptation, it's like borderline addiction, right? Yeah. To just take this thing and deliver something really junky to a customer with the thought that we'll fix it later.
Yeah.
And then you never get money to fix it.
Well,
right?
it's a lack of professionalism. You know, you and I teach professional Scrum. We believe in delivering high quality, valuable products. This concept, the poor application of it has led to a lot of bad delivery. And we really just encourage teams, stay away from this. Just stay away from this. So people will say, all right, smart guys, which we use instead, do a story map and then create a walking skeleton of the story map.
Mm-hmm.
That creates a very clear picture that you're doing the minimal but sufficient for a release, but there's so much more left to do, right? Yeah. There's no misunderstanding the fact that this is just one sliver of what we're trying to achieve, right?
I actually wouldn't mind, like you were just saying, though, I really wouldn't mind rolling. Usually I'm all up for updating our terminology. I really wouldn't mind rolling back the terminology on this one. I think when you use something like beta, right? Or what word did you use?
Beta.
Yeah. Was it beta? Yeah. So what's wrong with that? I think that tells a better story.
Yep.
Right. Right. Cause that's really what it is. Let's not fool ourselves. Right. First of all, most people are getting the definition of it wrong. They when they say MVP, they mean MMP, right? But let's just call it a beta. Like no qualms about it. Everybody understands what that means, and that's the reality of what most people are building. And let's treat it like a beta, right? Let's get something quick to market. You want to test the market and see if it's going to work. Awesome. I think that as a strategy, you can try. if you're going to cut corners during that strategy, make sure that you build the budget to fix those corners that you cut, because most people aren't. And in fact, I think beta infers that you might be doing that right before you move into like an alpha or whatever the next step is. So I think I wouldn't mind even like rolling back the language on this one, just so everybody's very clear what we're doing.
Well, and I think what we're both advocating for is just transparency in what people are looking at when they see your product.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and if you have intentionally gone fast to get feedback, call it a beta, call it is what it is. But if this is a high quality piece of a greater thing that you're building, maybe you do have an MMP or an MVP or that first iteration or whatever you want to call it. But let's just be clear about language. I think the big differentiator here, Todd, is I don't think beta meets the definition of done.
For the most part, no.
It's undone work. And Scrum teams, you all know, actually tell us in the comments, what do you do with undone work?
Yeah.
Right? Let us
know. Yeah, tell us about that you're both positive and negative stories of MVPs.
Love it. Well, we'll be sure to highlight the best ones in there. We love your comments. Let us know your experiences, Todd mentioned, and we'll be sure to reply. Leave your questions in the comments, right? We turn your questions magically into videos each and every day. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Why don't I have the end screen up, Todd? There it is.
Like
and subscribe. Check out the socials. Some videos are going to pop up below. The YouTube algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. And really think through, like talk with your teams about your use of MVP, MMP, and beta. See which one you're actually doing. This could be a great retro topic. And then stick to the language, right? Make sure you take all things into account, like the definition of done and your customer reactions. But clarity of language goes a long way in building trust in relationships with stakeholders, customers, and the rest of the team. All right, that's enough of that. Mm-hmm. I'm Ryan Ripley with Todd Miller. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Goodbye.